At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Zach. Steve.
Yes.
Time to exit the studio.
Fine.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Karen.
What chemical element is typically used to fill balloons?
Helium.
Correct. Montague and Capulet were the last names of what romantic pair?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's right. What restaurant chain is famous for the Grand Slam?
Denny's.
Yeah. The dwarf planet Ceres is between Mars and what other planet?
Earth?
No.
Jupiter.
Yes. What Asian dog breed is known for its blue or black tongue?
It's blue or black tongue?
Yes.
Ooh, is that the chow?
It is. How many European countries does the Rhine River run through?
Oh, let's go 14?
No.
4?
No.
9.
No. Francis Scott Key penned the words of what patriotic song?
Is that the national anthem?
What is it called?
Star Spangled Banner?
Yes. Gingivitis is the inflammation of what?
Your gums.
Yes. In what ocean would you find the Gulf Stream?
The Gulf Stream. The Atlantic?
Yes. And with that, you got 8 correct, Zach.
Woo.
That's that Zach attack.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Zach attack, Zach attack, Zach attack. Oh, wow, are Danny was just rooting for Zach for a second there, Steve.
It was just catchy.
A2, Danny.
Steve attack, Steve wins.
Yeah, Steve attack.
Steve, are you ready to attack?
I am.
All right.
What chemical element is typically used to fill balloons?
Helium.
Correct. Montague and Capulet were the last names of what romantic pair?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's correct. What restaurant chain is famous for the Grand Slam?
Denny's.
Yeah. The dwarf planet Ceres is between Mars and what other planet?
That would be Uranus, Tyrant.
No, sir.
Damn it. Pluto.
No.
Saturn?
No. Damn. What Asian dog breed is known for its blue or black tongue?
Is that a Lhasa Apso?
No.
A Shih Tzu?
No.
Golden Doodle.
No. How many European countries does the Rhine River run through?
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Five.
No. Damn Francis
it.
Scott Key penned the words of what patriotic song?
Baby Got Back.
No.
The Star Spangled Banner.
Yes. Gingivitis is the inflammation of what?
Gums.
Yes. In what ocean would you find the Gulf Stream?
The Atlantic.
Yes. Oh. Which scientist established the Roy G. Biv color spectrum?
Einstein.
No.
Newton.
Yes. And with time to spare, Steve, you got 7 correct, but that's not enough to beat Zach, who got 8 correct.
Son of a...
Congratulations,
Let's
Zach.
Let's go, Danny. Yeah.
Zach attack.
And guess what? He didn't even get to the final question, Isaac Newton. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, yeah, you're acting like as if he would have got it right.
He did know that the dwarf planet between... series between Mars and Jupiter is the other planet.
Jupiter.
The Asian dog breed known for its blue or black tongue. He did know that it's the Chow. Yeah.
The Chow.
Or Chow Chow. And the number of European countries that the Rhine River runs through, neither of you knew that it's just 6.
Oh.
Just 6.
I went in the wrong direction.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, I was having a bonfire at my house, and I brought up...
Setting fire to everything?
Yes. And part of the conversation was about games that we played as kids, and I brought up a childhood game. No one else around the fire had ever heard of it. Not my husband, not my neighbors, not our dear friends. No one had heard of this game, and I was starting to feel like a crazy person.
But your family knew of it. It wasn't like you did it with your imaginary friend.
I mean, I did this with friends in, like, middle school, I would say. It wasn't necessarily a family game, but I was, like, blown away. I thought everybody knew this game.
So you haven't told us, you haven't told Danny, you haven't told myself
no.
what game this is. So I remember you emailed us yesterday, I have a great simple question about a game I used to play, but nobody's ever heard of. And I'm dying to know what it is.
I really want to know if anybody else knows this game. The name of the game is Chubby Bunny.
Yeah. Chubby Bunny.
Danny
does it involve
it.
Marshmallows?
It does.
Okay, I know it then.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Is it when you shove a bunch of marshmallows in your mouth?
Yes.
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
You put one in your mouth, and then you say Chubby Bunny, and then you add another one, and you say Chubby Bunny, and you go and you get as many marshmallows. It's very dangerous. You can totally asphyxiate on this game.
Well, I've got a bag of marshmallows in the other room. We can try it. They're only about 2 months old.
They were making me feel like a Looney Tune, that I was the only person that had ever heard of this game in the world.
I don't remember ever playing it, though. I remember hearing about it, and I never thought, like, you go head-to-head with someone to see how many marshmallows.
Oh, yeah.
Do you use the same marshmallows? Or?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Oh, God.
What do you do in the mouth that's full of marshmallows? Do you spit them out, or you just chew them until you can swallow it?
Oh, I think you got to spit them out.
Yeah, you spit them out.
You spit them out? I think I would try and chew until I swallow it.
Oh, that just sounds really like just a gut bomb.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will start with Bob from Puyallup. Bob, before I just explained what Chubby Bunny was, were you aware of the game Chubby Bunny?
Negative.
All right.
Yeah, it's definitely not a regional thing, because I grew up in New York. Danny grew up in New Mexico. You grew up over in Stanwood, or in Seattle, actually, first. So, I guess it's just case by case.
So, Bob, as a non-Chubby Bunny player, what was your go-to childhood game when you were coming up?
Well, we had yard jarts. And
yes.
The way we used to play them was we would stand 5 feet apart, and with your legs spread, and you'd throw it in between the guy's legs, and wherever it landed, the guy had to move his foot to, and the guy that won was the guy that did not get stabbed in the foot.
Some call that a vasectomy, but I guess you could call that lawn darts. We played lawn darts. That was my buddy Chris and I. We would go, he had a beach house in Breezy Point, New York, and we would go there every summer, and we would get so fired up to go to the beach and play lawn darts. And looking back on it, I'm pretty sure both my parents and his parents were trying to, like, just phase us out of life.
Oh!
Because they would never bother to tell us not to do it, and we would go towards the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
So at nighttime, we'd be playing lawn darts, and you're throwing these things up in the air, and you wouldn't see where they would land, so you just hear, and you're like, oh, crap, that went right by my head.
Oh, my God. And now, like, I mean, they outlawed that game or, like, stopped producing it decades ago.
For good reason, but it was a blast.
206-803-ROCK. Jesse, you're in Burlington. Our simple question to you, first off, before today, had you heard of the game Chubby Bunny?
Absolutely. You're not the only one, Taryn.
Yes, this is so validating. I appreciate it very much. And Jesse,
you're very welcome.
What would you say was your go-to childhood game?
Well, we grew up pretty poor, so I'm going to have to go with the old classic, the floor is lava.
Oh.
Dude, my daughter wants to play that, I think, every single day. I feel like our entire house is lava.
It never gets old.
Yeah. So I still want to know how many marshmallows you can fit in your mouth in Chubby Bunny.
I think the only way to find out is to try.
Do you do the big marshmallows or do you do the little marshmallows?
Of course the big marshmallows. The little ones? What is this, rookie hour?
It's going to take like 19 years to get the little ones.
Yeah, I like to play my games like everything's Monopoly. It's got to go at least 6-7 hours. Oh. Otherwise, are we really playing games?
Our simple question for Rob in Arlington. Rob, before today, were you aware of the game Chubby Bunny?
I actually was. And it is so good to hear your guys' voices. Hello, beautiful people.
What's up, Rob?
We just got back from a 3,500-mile trip around the western United States, and nobody does radio like you guys do.
Oh, my man. Thanks, Rob.
What were you doing? Was it you. How long did that take, and was it just for funsies?
I was gone for 6 weeks. My wife flew back for a week to finish out. She's a teacher. She's the best teacher on the planet, and she rejoined me down in Colorado. Our daughter and only grandchild lives down there. And I drove down. I fished all the way down, fished all the way back.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. And you know what? I listened to all the radio all the way down, all the way back. And the greatest thing is I know that Steve Miggs, every once in a while, puts on a leotard and wrestles people.
Yeah. You know, it's called trunks, but you know what?
Trunks.
Semantics.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is another wonderful chat on Reddit happening, and it's talking about the many things women seem to find embarrassing that most men actually don't care about at all. Some of the responses have been epic. So we're going to go straight to those comments.
And I think this will be fun. Let's hear the comments and see if you agree or if how Danny and I feel. If like, you know, if we also think it's not worth getting worked up about or if you're on board with them.
Okay.
All right, we figured who better to read these than a man who's in touch with the ladies. And that is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith. Are you ready for Robot Will Smith reading the comments? About the things that that women care about that men just don't. Ready for the first comment?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
People seeing your house not being perfectly cleaned.
You know, the older I've gotten, I now care more about that. Back in the day when I was like, you know, my 20s, I didn't care if you came over to a pigsty.
I mean, I definitely care about that, and it drives Brad crazy. And even Barrett gets annoyed that I'm like, we have to clean everything. There's company coming over, and Barrett's like, why are you cleaning?
My mom used to be nuts about that. She'd get under the table with the cloth and dust under there. I'm like, who's gonna end up on their hands and knees and see that there's dust on the bottom of the table legs?
Silly.
It's ridiculous. And Sid's like that, too. But she gets so crazy. She's cleaning as people are still over.
Oh, my God.
Sneezing naturally. Several ladies I know hold their sneezes in.
No.
You okay?
Let her rip.
Anyone?
No.
You want to hear a crazy story? Remember Vince McMahon, the owner of the, well, he used to be part of the WWE. He's no longer a part of it. But he's such a mental case that he felt that if you sneeze, that meant that it was a sign of weakness, that you weren't strong enough to hold a sneeze in. And he would get mad. And like, there are multiple people who confirmed this. Like, in meetings, if somebody sneezed, he would be visibly upset at that person.
It is allergy season. What am I supposed to do?
It actually bothers me the opposite way. Like, when somebody does one of those little... I'm like, come on, just sneeze.
Yeah.
Like, why? I can't do that. So just sneeze.
You're not fooling us. We know you just sneeze.
Be an elephant.
Can't be satisfying at all.
Man, my dad, he used to like rumble the house when he was...
Yeah. That's me.
Farts and...
That's Danny also farts.
Farts and burps. My husband of 20 years has never heard me fart. Never will.
I mean, Brad has heard me fart, but very few times. I'm not like one of those people that rips.
I don't know if I want to like get in the doghouse, but I've never heard my wife fart when she's awake.
See, that was the first time that Brad ever heard me fart. I woke myself up in my sleep and I was like, oh my God, he's still asleep. Thank God. But then the next morning he was like, what was that at 3 a.m.? I was mortified.
I don't think I've ever told my wife that I've busted her a couple of times.
I'll tell her.
I think it's the funniest thing ever. Like when all of a sudden I hear one rip and I'm like, I look over and she's asleep. I'm like, that is adorable.
But you two are weird. I don't fart at all. So I don't know.
That's true. I've never heard Danny fart.
Thank you.
Mm-mm, I don't think I have either.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Rewearing the same outfit or being at a party and wearing the same outfit as someone else.
That is definitely one that I've never understood why people get so upset about the fact that you're wearing something that someone else... If I showed up today and Danny was wearing the same shirt, I'd be like, dude!
Let's take a picture!
Like, that just happened with Castle and I when he walked in. We had the same plain black hoodie on. And I was like, this is awesome!
I think I'm down with twinning for sure.
But I've seen women get mad at each other over this.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird how many people I show up twinning with at emo night. Skinny jeans, black shirt, you get it.
The uniform.
Yeah.
On brand.
On brand.
Scars. All of my guy friends think their scars are cool. My girlfriends and I would never compare scars.
Oh, you guys aren't like lifting up your shirt to show us some scars?
I mean, I show my knee scar all the time, but, you know, I that's like my only big one.
My wife does think it's strange that like when I think it was funny that I ended up getting like this scar on my lip. And that just recently happened, like when I was wrestling in Vancouver, a guy headbutted me right in the, and it just started bleeding everywhere. And the promoter was like, I could stitch it. But honestly, it'll just heal the same. It might even heal worse if I stitch it because of the way that it was cut open.
Ouch.
So I came home. My wife said, that's going to leave a nasty scar. Not that bad, but she's like, man, I would be so upset if I had a scar like that. I'm like, I don't care. I'm already, you can't polish a turd.
Makes you look tough.
Yeah. One more?
Yeah.
Eating a lot and finishing your plate.
I mean, well, I have a solid appetite.
I don't know, man. We've gone to all-you-can-eat sushi with you. You don't eat a lot.
Well, I eat fast, though. I definitely eat fast.
She eats one roll.
I know.
Guys, I eat so much. And I'm like, did you?
Sushi does fill me up, though, pretty quickly.
But you have one roll, and you're like, that's all I can eat.
I know.
I'm like, you just spent way too much money for that one roll, then.
Every time I do the all-you-can-eat at Trappers, I'm always like, I am not getting my money's worth. Not even close.
See, I am that person that will practically lick the plate clean.
Oh, same.
If food's good, I always hate it when like the waiter or the waitress comes over and goes, wow, it looks like you didn't like your meal. I'm like, isn't that the point? Isn't the point for me to like this meal? That's why I came here and spent this money. Like, why are you making me feel shame that I just decided to eat the entire meal?
That's like the whole goal, right?
But then I've tried, like, cause, you know, I'm trying to like be better with my portion control. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to match my wife. When we were in Hawaii, I was like, whatever she eats on her plate, I'll try and eat just the equivalent on my plate. Maybe that'll like kind of keep me.
Yeah.
That didn't even last one meal. I was like eating and I'm like, man, you haven't eaten a lot. I need to keep eating. This isn't the, I would be starving if I stopped eating right now.
Oh, no. There's a new dating app out there called Tribal, and they're being a little bit innovative in the game of dating apps by blurring the pictures of the people you're chatting with for the first 72 hours.
So they should call it beer goggles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't really tell what the person looks like just yet.
The creator of Tribal app, her name is Rachel Harker, and this is her explaining what Tribal is all about.
Tribal is essentially a friendship and dating app, but it's really based on psychology.
Does anybody really use an app to make friends? I'm not saying no judgment, but Are there people that go on an app to find new friends?
Yes. I met so many people in New York a couple of weeks ago that were just like, oh, yeah, and I'm on, I don't remember if it was Hinge or Bumble, or, but it was one of those, and they were just like, yeah, I'm here for friends. Like, I'm in a new city, transplant, I need friends.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Weird, right?
We should all try and find a friend on, like, one of those apps. Gosh. It might be a tough sell to our significant others. Like, look, babe, I swear I'm not using Hinge for what other people use it for. I just need a new friend.
And let's see which one of us makes the coolest friend.
Yes.
Okay.
This sounds like the plot to that League of Extraordinary Gentlemen thing. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like you brought like the strangest person to a dinner party, and whoever brought the strangest person won.
Oh, yes, yeah, let's do it.
And it's all about combating loneliness and improving social connection, trying to use technology in a really positive way. So the profile build and the questions are all around compatibility and values. And that's how people are matched and brought together. And I guess the psychology behind that is having aligned values, really trying to just eliminate that kind of superficial swipe culture.
Problem is that once you become unblurred, they're going to be like, oh.
But maybe they're already into you. You know, maybe the sparks were already flying and they're like, I can get past that.
I need more than 72 hours. I don't know if anyone's going to be into me if I see this. I'm like, oh, this guy's funny. He likes the things that I like. Oh, wow. White Shrek. Wasn't expecting that. Thought you were more Vin Diesel in the blurry version.
Oh, no.
All right, so there's a woman that went on TikTok. This is the strangest story. Granted, I'm bald. I don't know what this would be like. I don't know what it would be like for you guys if you woke up in the middle of a flight and you looked at your hair and all of a sudden you had a braid that you didn't put in, your significant other didn't put it in, nobody that's part of your crew put it in, a random person did it.
This I would actually be freaked
happened.
Out.
So it happened to a woman. She went on TikTok to explain. She's going viral for this. And here she's explaining what went down.
To the man that braided my hair while I was asleep on the plane, I need you to come forth immediately. You sat directly behind me. Some people might say, how did you let somebody braid your hair? First of all, when I get on the plane, I don't sleep. I hibernate.
Yeah, I'm kind of like the same as this woman. Like, it takes a lot to wake me up just in general, but on a plane as well.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
I mean,
do you think the guy was drunk and thought it'd be funny?
I think it probably was both of those things.
Or did she have so much hair that her hair was kind of going over onto his seat and it was annoying him? And he's like, you know what?
I'm going to get her back with a braid.
But a good French braid.
I remember specifically, I'm asleep on the plane and I hear, and I said, who is taking pictures? And when I wake up, it's literally right in my ear. That's where I found the braid. Don't touch people while they're asleep. It's weird.
Just don't touch people in general.
Yeah. Consent is sexy. A TikTok user is going viral because they shared their story about how they went on a date with a guy and things got weird when he wanted to pay for dinner. This is the news report on what happened.
All right, number six, you're out on a date with someone and everything is going great. Then the bill comes. They insist on paying, but they pull out their parents' black Amex card.
I would laugh. If I was on a date and so I was like, I'll pay. And then it's not even their card. It's their parents' card. I'd be like, all right, let's get another round of drinks.
Generational wealth. Sign me up.
That recently happened to a TikToker named Sarly. Her date asked her if she wanted to pay for her own drink or his mom could do it.
What?
He didn't say it that way, did he?
Oh, my God. I mean, fake it till you make it. We don't have to tell her whose card it is.
That would endear me to this person. You want my mom to pay for this? Excuse me, what? I have her credit card.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.